Grammar Girl here. Today's lesson involves a question of Kathy's, or should that be a question of Kathy? By the end of this podcast, you'll know which possessive to use. Now, Kathy has been wondering about the so-called double possessive and asks, which is correct? I'm a friend of Fred, or I'm a friend of Fred's? She points out that it would sound normal to say, he's a friend of mine, and mine is the possessive. Guest writer Bonnie Trenga answers, Kathy's right, though you usually only use one possessive at a time. Many purists believe that double possessives should be relegated to informal and semi-formal writing, if at all. Nevertheless, double possessives have appeared in good writing for centuries, and most people will find themselves using them on occasion. You use possessives to indicate who owns what. If Squiggly owns a car, you say, this is Squiggly's car. You use an apostrophe plus an S on the end of Squiggly. You can also form a possessive by using the word of, such as the crown jewels of the United Kingdom. Of course, you could also say the United Kingdom's crown jewels. These examples are just normal possessives. There's nothing double about them. The confusion arises when you use both ways of making possessives at the same time, as in a friend of Fred's. Here you have an apostrophe plus an S plus an of. Although such a double possessive is allowed, I personally prefer Fred's friend over a friend of Fred's. Why not just say he's Fred's friend? Nevertheless, to help us learn what's right, let's look at some possessives and double possessives that native speakers wouldn't use. It definitely sounds odd to say a car of Squiggly. On the other hand, you could say a car of Squiggly's, assuming he has lots of cars and you're pointing out one of them. However, a car of Squiggly's doesn't sound as natural to me as one of Squiggly's cars. On the other hand, it's perfectly normal to say the crown jewels of the United Kingdom, or the United Kingdom's crown jewels. But it turns out that it's ungrammatical to say the crown jewels of the United Kingdoms. Here's a clear-cut rule that will help explain this. When you're talking about inanimate objects, objects that aren't alive, such as the United Kingdom, you can't use a double possessive. According to the New Fowler's Modern English Usage, for a double possessive to be legal, the object of the preposition of has to be definite and human. In other words, it's fine to say a friend of my uncle's, but not a friend of the museum's. You have to say a friend of the museum. However, according to this rule, it would be okay to say he's a friend of a friend's, but we've all heard the common expression a friend of a friend. I guess double possessives don't always work. That should make some sticklers happy. We could clear this all up by stating that we should just always avoid double possessives. Perhaps that would make life easier. Instead of a friend of my uncle's or a car of Squiggly's, maybe we should just always say my uncle's friend or Squiggly's car. For the most part, you can't go wrong if you follow this advice. You should probably avoid the double possessive anyway if you're using formal English. There are, however, some cases when a double possessive is very useful to help clarify your meaning. For example, if you attempt to avoid the double possessive and say something like, this is Marie's portrait, you end up with an ambiguous sentence that could mean you're looking at a portrait of Marie or a portrait that's owned by Marie. You can fix the problem by substituting one of two sentences depending on what you mean. If you mean Marie owns the portrait, then the double possessive makes it clear. This is a portrait of Marie's. On the other hand, if it's a lovely rendering of Marie, this is a portrait of Marie will serve you well. Another time when you might need to use a double possessive is if you want to use a possessive pronoun, such as theirs, hers, or mine, as Kathy noted in her initial question. In fact, it's impossible to avoid using a double possessive in cases such as she's a relative of his. If you don't like double possessives, you could reword such sentences by saying she's his relative, she's one of his relatives, or simply they're related. Double possessives might also be necessary if you're using a that, those, this, or these in your possessive. For example, the hat of aardvarks sounds a bit odd to me, whereas that hat of aardvarks sounds more natural. That question of Kathy's was pretty tricky. Or rather, I might prefer to say Kathy's question was pretty tricky. The double possessive does have legitimate uses, but you might want to avoid the redundant possessive in formal writing and perhaps use only one possessive at a time, as long as it sounds natural. This show was written by Bonnie Trenga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. Also this week, we've launched a new podcast called The Public Speaker's Quick and Dirty Tips for Improving Your Communication Skills. It's already getting great reviews, so head over to iTunes and check it out. Finally, this is the last week to enter the Quick and Dirty Tips drawing at the website. We're giving away $300 and 10 signed copies of my book, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. There are two ways to enter. 1st, anyone who signed up for the free email newsletter, which gives you free grammar tips, is already entered. And 2nd, if you're not signed up for the newsletter, you can enter the drawing directly by clicking on the orange Win a Cell Phone or MP3 Player banner in the right-hand sidebar at quickanddirtytips.com. The deadline to enter is August 31st, so head over to quickanddirtytips.com today and sign up for the newsletter or enter the drawing directly. That's all. Thanks for listening.